we've been lifting up the importance of creating more jobs through building more transit. It's actually one of the very best job creators in this country. You can get transit projects up and going really quickly and get folks out, to work fairly quickly. I agree that it's been, the whole debate has been caught up in how are we going to pay for it. 10 doesn't have all of the answer on that, but what we do think is that when we're looking at ways to pay for the system, they shouldn't unfairly impact low-income people. And unfortunately, everything that we've been trying to do in this country has been doing just that. Every time states and cities are trying to raise money, let's go ahead and tax cigarettes, we'll do lottery tickets, we're going to do, taxes on alcohol, and those, and food even in certain places is getting taxed. Those kinds of taxes are really hurting low-income people. So rather than looking at our income tax system and thinking about what's a fair, progressive way to pay for this system, it's ended up looking at things like the gas tax, which are going to affect low-income folks and rural folks far more than it's going to affect others. And we think it's just really important to think about the equity in the revenue stream, and then also to come up with a large enough revenue stream that we can actually have a game changer and think about how are we going to do some signature projects that are going to make a real difference for our areas and lift the area out of its economic malaise and then also put lots of people to work. And we think the answer to that is really building far more transit than has been built so far. We have a study that we wrote, More Transit Equals More Jobs, which is on our website at www.transportationequity.org, which takes a look at how we've been able to create more jobs through transit, and I think is be a valuable resource for folks that are reading or listening.